The Nene is the rarest goose in the world and only found here in the islands. By 1900, they were only found on Hawaii Island, but biologists at the Hawaii Volcanoes National Park have helped increase their population. Their survival is a success story of the Endangered Species Act, but their protection continues to this day. The U.S. Secretary of the Interior, David Bernhardt, announced this month that the Nene numbers had improved so much that its status was moved from endangered to threaten. A few weeks ago, we also heard how the Honolulu Zoo played a part in getting the Nene protections as our state bird and getting programs started to boost its numbers. In today's Voices of Science episode, we look back at how close the state bird came to extinction and how the bird survives today.
For the National Park Service, I'm Brittany Connell, and you're listening to Voices of Science. Kathleen Misahan crouches in the dry grass, eagerly watching a pair of geese. She lowers her binoculars and leans in.
So people always ask me how you tell the difference between male and female, and they're really hard because they have the exact same plumage. But this is the best time of year to tell them apart. And you can see this pair in front of us. She's just focused on eating as they're getting ready to nest. She's only focused on eating, and he's just alert the whole time. So he's kind of guarding her while she just cruises along and eats. And you can even see she's starting to get a little bit rounder in the back. She's fattening up just the slightest bit, getting ready for nesting.
Kathleen is a biologist at Hawaii Volcanoes National Park. Her main study subject is the Nene, or Hawaiian goose. Kathleen has been working with the birds for nearly 20 years.
Their behavior is so interesting, and they're highly social. And so what's been really fun for me working here all these years is most of them are banded, and I know them individually, who they are. And so you really can start to see who's who and see the relationships between them.
The pair we're watching are building a relationship of their own.
You can hear the male giving that kind of trumpeting and then that quieter, quicker sound in the background as the female, as she's sort of answering along as they parade through the area. What's so interesting with these pairs is they mate for life and they just develop these little calls and communications. It's like they're constantly communicating back and forth to where the other one is and what the other one's doing.
These birds are unique to Hawaii. For millennia, the Nene thrived on the islands. Before Western contact, the Nene population was estimated to be close to 25,000 birds.
All of these species evolved without human impacts and without mammals, basically. And so when all of these different people started coming and bringing different animals and insects and diseases and all of these things were introduced to the islands, the species here were not adapted to those things. And so they easily fell prey.
By the early 1900s, the Nene population plummeted.
So Nene, by 1900, they were extinct from all the other main Hawaiian islands. And they were only found on this island, on Hawaii Island. And by 1950 or so, there are an estimated 30 birds left in the wild. So it is a species that really was on the brink of extinction.
The Nene were protected under the Endangered Species Act in 1967. Shortly thereafter, Hawaii Volcanoes National Park established a captive breeding program to try to recover the species. The birds were bred and raised in captivity, and the young fledglings were released into the wild.
So this is one of the areas where the park first started introducing Nene back into the wild. And these pens over here are actually in the same site as the original pens that were built.
Kathleen shows us the original reintroduction area. It's an old pasture surrounded by native shrubland. It's wide and open, covered with late summer grass. The Nene still use it today. It's great natural habitat for the birds to boost their body condition as they get ready to nest, so it's a popular and critical foraging spot for them. It's also within striking distance of the Nene nesting sites, which are these crazy rugged areas out on the lava flows.
you know, sparsely vegetated lava flows, and shrubby, scrubby kind of areas. So they nest out in those areas. It's more open, a little bit more remote. And then once they hatch, the very next day, they actually start marching their goslings to an area that we would call, that we call the brooding areas.
These are tough birds, and they're incredibly long-lived. Nene can live for as long as 30 years. In fact, some of the original breeding pairs from the early recovery efforts were still alive when Kathleen began working with the birds.
Well, I think I was kind of amazed when I first got here, knowing the history of the program, but to actually then see some of those very first pairs that were still here, and suddenly it was my job to look after those birds, and it was kind of an honor, really.
Over the years, the Hawaii Volcanoes Nene program evolved, and Kathleen's role along with it. The captive breeding project was just the beginning of a more comprehensive recovery effort.
You know, we really needed the captive breeding early on to get the numbers going and get birds back on the landscape. But as time went on, you know, it was really important to shift over to improve the landscape to give them the best shot once they're out there. And so the park shifted in the 1980s from focusing on breeding birds in pens and releasing them into the wild, and put more of an emphasis on actually improving their odds in the wild, improving the habitat and reducing the predator numbers, and trying to support the wild breeding rather than just focusing on the captive breeding. And so I think really the combination of those two were key.
Today, the Nene population is rebounding. And in March of 2018, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service proposed a change in the Nene status from endangered to threatened.
So within the park were right around 250 birds. But statewide, the population's right about 3,000, which is pretty impressive from 30 in the 1950s.
It's a testament to both the success of the recovery efforts and why the Endangered Species Act really works.
It is, but it's always important to remember that it's not over. While we can get the numbers back up and improve the situation, they're always going to be reliant on some level of assistance from humans, whether it's improving habitat or removing more predators or, you know, creating new habitat as the numbers grow. So I think Nene really are a great success story, but the story doesn't end. It's going to be, you know, it's work in perpetuity in order to keep these species alive.
While we're talking, the Nene pair seems less concerned with our presence, but they lock on something overhead.
So they evolved with only avian predators, so they're really keyed into concerns in the sky. They're really keyed into what's flying over. They evolved with hawks, right? So anything that's flying over, they're watching, they're looking, they're alerted.
But on the ground?
On the ground, they have to learn it. It's not, you know, wired.
That moment of watching the Nene, so alert to threats overhead, but somewhat indifferent to us on the ground, really underscored for me the need to remain vigilant in protecting the Nene.
We remind everybody driving in the park to be cautious and to keep an eye out for Nene. And the other real key thing is to make sure people don't feed them. Nene are very adaptable and they quickly learn about handouts. And unfortunately, the birds that are fed do start to gravitate towards people and towards parking areas where they think they can maybe get a handout. And those birds usually do end up eventually being killed by cars.
It's small steps like these that go a long way toward helping the rarest goose in the world stay on the path to recovery. Kathleen says the Nene are an integral part of this ecosystem, and they're part of what makes this place so special.
It's so interesting to have watched these birds year after year and generation after generation, and see how they return to their same spots, see how they use the landscape and use the natural habitat, these barren lava flows that you would think you know, what, why would they be out there? But it works for them, and it's just they clearly belong there, and it's nice to be a part of helping ensure that they stay there.
What a wonderful story. That was Voices of Science podcast from the National Park Service in an episode titled The Rarest Goose in the World. To hear more podcasts from Hawaii's national parks, visit our website at hawaiipublicradio.org.